Ever wonder why women swoon at the sound of a deep, booming voice? Like George Clooney's, come to think of it. We have the answer in today's installment of Science Out of the Box. Here's reporter Erica Engelhaupt with an explanation of how we've come to associate a low baritone with being manly.
David Putz is an anthropologist at Michigan State University. 8 years ago, when he was a graduate student, he was eating lunch one day in a mall food court.
And I overheard a couple of guys behind me who seemed to be trying to speak in as deep and booming a voice as they could muster.
The teenager sounded so strange that Putz turned around to see what was going on.
And I saw an attractive young woman sitting near them who could obviously overhear. And it just became clear to me that they were sort of competing to talk in a deeper voice.
The guys were faking deep voices to impress the girl. It made Putz wonder, is a deep voice a kind of mating call? He decided some experiments were in order. Putz set up a kind of dating game in the lab. Men came in, and Putz told them they were competing with another man for a lunch date with a pretty young woman. Putz recorded the guys talking about themselves.
I'm an athlete here. I'm on the swim team.
And then Putz created different versions of each guy's voice, using a computer to tweak the voice higher and lower.
I'm not much of a dancer, but I do like going out and having fun.
The guys found out later there was no date, but women did hear the recordings, and they were impressed by deep voices. Putz asked them to consider which men would be attractive for a sexual fling, like a one-night stand, and they preferred the voices that had been lowered, and it didn't matter what the guy said. The pitch of his voice was what made a difference. And the deep voice effect was most pronounced when women were ovulating. Other research backs this up. While women are fertile, they respond more strongly to manly faces and body odors. Putz isn't surprised that sexuality could help drive the development of men's voices. For one thing, boys' voices don't get deeper until puberty. That's when testosterone kicks in and makes the vocal cords grow longer and thicker.
Traits that emerge with sexual maturity are likely to be traits that are important in mating or in reproducing, and not ones that are necessary earlier in life when you're not looking for a mate, competing for a mate.
And that's in lots of animals, not just humans. It's like when peacocks mature. They grow those snazzy tail feathers to impress the ladies. Stephen Gollan is an evolutionary psychologist at the University of California at Santa Barbara. For him, the deep voice effect raises more questions.
Evolutionists are sort of like that proverbial 2.5-year-old who keeps saying, but why, but why?
Gollan works on the origins of human behavior. He and Putz wanted to know why deep voices would make women feel frisky, and they had an idea.
Pitch, what we hear, could amount to an advertisement of testosterone dosage.
And testosterone, of course, is the thing that makes men, men. It causes boys' voices to deepen at puberty, and it also builds broad shoulders and big muscles. But testosterone also weakens immunity, so men who have high levels of testosterone and still manage to stay healthy tend to be more fit overall. Putz also looked at something else. He asked men to rate how dominant other men's voices sounded, and men were more intimidated by deeper voices. That makes sense. Animals use pitch to show dominance or submission. And men do, too.
Go ahead. Make my day.
What it would mean is that you wouldn't want to get in a fight with a guy with a low-pitched voice.
Deep voices may have given our male ancestors an advantage. They scared off the competition, and they got more mates. Over the course of human history, men's voices may have gotten deeper overall, as baritones won out over tenors in the gene pool. So if you're feeling a little self-conscious about your own voice right now, you're not alone. For NPR News, this is Erica Engelhaupt.